Saxter sat on the grass with his back to the wall, noting the excited faces of those around him.
Well, good morning, Red Wallace. I see that some of you have already solved a puzzle or two. No doubt you may know the names of the five whom Martin chose.
Duddy Quill came dashing up. Throwing himself flat, he kicked all four paws in the air.
Me! Me! I'm the Cellarog in the rhyme! I'm going!
Joseph merely smiled and shrugged.
Me too, unless there's another Father Mouse with beard of grey in our abbey.
Mella ambled up and sat beside him.
No beast has more right to go than you, Bellmaker. Your daughter is one of the two all the fuss is about,
she said.
I only wish I was spry and young enough to go with you. I'd seek out Dandin. I brought that young rogue up from the time he was a dibbon. I'd still scrub his ears if he were here today. Roof Brush, what's wrong?
Mellis had been watching the young squirrel closely. Roof blinked back a tear which was threatening to fall.
Bellringer, who'd love to stay? It couldn't be no beast but me, could it? I've never been outside of Redwall, really. Don't want to either. The Abbey's my home, and I love it here.
Duddy threw a comforting paw around his friend.
Cheer up, Roofie. It'll be a great adventure. I've been on adventures before. You'll enjoy it. I'm your matey, ain't I? We'll stick together, me and you. Roof and Duddy, Duddy and Roofie.
The young squirrel scrubbed a paw across his eyes and sat close to Duddy.
And we'll come back home to Redwall together too.
Mellis turned her attentions to Formall. He was shaking his velvety head to and fro, murmuring to himself.
Oh, lack-a-day, Sir Martin, he said I'm to go.
Joseph looked with surprise at the mole.
Of course, digger who would rather walk. That's you.
Formall continued shaking his head.
I wish as it were, sir. We be going aboard a boat. I feels it in my digging claws. Boar, I'd rather walk anywhere than sail on a boat. I'm girtly afeard of drowning. But if Martin says it, then I'm bound to go.
Joseph smiled as he took the heavy digging claw Formall extended to him.
Bravely said. We will need your logic and strength. Now, I wonder who the fifth one is. Laughing Flower with Eye of Hawk. Perhaps it is Tree Rose.
Hook Tom's pretty wife shook her head.
Not me, but I can tell you who I think it is. Watch.
She crept over to the bottom step where Hon Rosie was sitting. Stealing up behind her, Tree Rose tickled the hare's long ear tips. Rosie exploded.
Woo! I say, stop it! Woo!
Tree Rose stopped.
There she is, Rosewood Sorrel, the Laughing Flower. Though I don't know about her having an eye like a hawk.
Hon Rosie stiffened her ears indignantly.
Eye of Hawk? Hawkeye? I say, that's what old Colonel Clary used to call me when I was in the Long Patrol. I'm absolutely top hole with any sort of weapon, you know. Bow and arrows, slings, javelins, hit anything you name. Dead on target, fast time.